time span that none of us live forever. And I have had probably four different experiences where I felt my life was given back to me. The first was before these kids were born. Bev and I were driving in Oklahoma, and it was before there were national speed limits. We were doing about 65 miles an hour. I came up over a rise, and there was a hill, and on my side in the lane was a pickup truck with two people behind it, and coming in the opposite lane was a big truck, and I was only about 50 feet from them when I saw them. And I instinctively cut the wheels and passed on the right-hand side and the shoulder and managed to get the car back on the road. For the next 50 miles, there wasn't a single place where you could have passed on the right-hand side. And I had sort of a clear message that the good Lord had things I wanted to do. Another time I was coming back late at night, again driving a little faster than I should on Route 84 in Connecticut, and I went to sleep at the wheel in a little Volkswagen squareback, there was a two-story concrete retaining wall, I woke up as the wheels hit the loose gravel about a foot from this retaining wall, and instantaneously cut the wheels back and got back into my lane. And again, I really felt that if a split fraction of a second, if I hadn't cut the wheels, I would have been dead. Barbara and I were going down to check on a bad tax bill from the treasurer of the town, who was subsequently fired for incompetence here. And we stopped, looked both ways, and I pulled across to where the tax office was, and I'm all the way across the road in the second lane, and there's a sound like an explosion. A car hit me in my car door, going 58 miles an hour, and I took the entire window out with my head and shoulder. We had our safety belts on, and he did $11,000 worth of damage to the car. The center took all the impact on my left thigh from the armrest. And the center console, the seat was destroyed just from the impact that was transmitted into me, and the center console was screwed up, and I was able to get out of the car and stand, and I didn't have any broken or anything serious injuries. But I mean, can you imagine getting hit squarely in your driver's door by a car going 58 miles an hour? His car was totaled. He was driving. He was fine.
He got out of his car, it was total, and he came over to see how we were, and he was so upset.